Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have to retract just a little bit from yesterday. If you'll remember, I wrote, and I really do believe this in my heart, except for a few, that yesterday America stood together. As we always do when there's tragedy and pain and suffering and sorrow for our fellow brothers and sisters in this nation. But there were a few ugly things that got said that were uncalled for. And in the defense of whatever company she worked for, she was fired. But there was an attorney that came out and said she had no sympathy for the victims in Las Vegas because they were gun-toting Republicans. And, of course, all of a sudden, it is now about gun control while we still have Americans trying and to survive and get past this ordeal. We still don't know everything there is to know about this, and I don't know that we ever really will, about the shooter, why on earth he would do such a thing, how he on earth he got what he did without anybody seeing a red flag. But it happened. And we have immediately people coming out talking about how the NRA and any supporters of gun control, of the Second Amendment, should be getting on their knees asking for forgiveness because we're the ones responsible for what happened in Las Vegas. These are the same people who think absolutely nothing about throwing away as if it was garbage the unborn. Today, in the House of Representatives, it's scheduled to be voted on the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. A bill that will ban abortion after 20 weeks, the point when, it says, pain receptors are present throughout the unborn child's entire body. Now, they have those pain receptors all through. You can tell when they do an ultrasound or when they do anything, the baby jumps, the baby moves, the baby feels. The bill, which includes exceptions for incest, rape, or to save the life of the pregnant woman, already passed the House back in 2013 and 2015. But in the Senate, the measure faces an uphill battle, despite the United States being one of the only seven countries that allow elective late-term abortions without restrictions. That puts the United States in the same company as North Korea and China, among others. This is a story connected to this bill of a little 22-week-old baby. His name is Micah. He's 5 years old now. That was aborted at 22 weeks, and yet he survived. And his parents now are fighting for Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act because they see what it does. And they love their baby Micah, who's now 5 years old. The same people that are blaming everyone who believes in the Second Amendment for every crazed gunman, whoever does something crazy, are the same ones who have said, literally said, what if the baby is born and still alive during abortion? Well, you should put it aside and let it die. Literally said that. Hillary Clinton, when she was running for president, said, I don't believe the unborn has a constitutional right to life. This puts us with late-term abortions so selfish in the same category as those we say, oh my gosh, they're so inhumane. North Korea and China, as well as a few other countries. Yet gun control is the problem. That we need gun control. As horrible, horrific, and terrible as Sunday evening's attack was, we lose more babies every single day than that man took out life with the gun. And we do nothing. As if that is a right. Something that maybe Kimmel needs to get on his knees and pray about. Cries for the lion. He's quick to tell us we're all wrong about not wanting socialized medicine. And now he's telling us we're guilty for this that took place Sunday night. It's time that America stood. It's time that we took a stand for life, for all life, including the unborn, and especially the unborn, because they have no choice in the matter. I have to laugh at Nancy Pelosi from time to time. She was questioned, and this happened on Saturday, the New York Times, and it was a podcast, and it, they ask her why she stayed in her leadership role after President Donald Trump's victory. And she said, well, I thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win and we'd have a woman president. And so there would be a woman not at a seat at the table, but at the head of the table for the world. And when that didn't happen, she says, we wanted to have a woman president, but when we didn't, then I couldn't walk away and say, okay, just let all the men have the seats at the table that are making decisions for our country. Well, it was the world earlier, now it's for our country. You know, they like to claim everything is sexist or racist, and I'm thinking that was about as sexist a comment as you could possibly get, because we need a woman there. And yet, they're constantly going after Melania or Ivanka or some of the others. And Sarah Huckabee made fun of how Sarah Huckabee looks. These people that on the left that claim they believe in transgender and that's okay, they made fun of Sarah Huckabee Sanders claiming that she looked like a transgender. Hypocrites. Just hypocrites. That's all they are. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I have something about deregulation that I want to share with you when we come back. If you have a comment on the gun control that's now at the front of all of this, you give me a call. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We will be right back. We'll be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I wanted to hear what you had to say about all of a sudden it's all about gun control now. They didn't even wait. They didn't wait at all before they started attacking. And I want to mention, before we get on to this deregulation, I wanted to mention, I've got it here right in front of me, once again, the 8 points in order to bring a complete socialistic state. This is out of Sal Alinsky's book, The Rules of Radicals, Revels for Radicals. And this was used for Hillary Clinton's thesis in college. This is what she believes. And number one is health care. They've got to control your health care. Poverty is number two. Debt is number three. Number four is gun control. Remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That way you are able to create a police state. So think about that. That's just number four. There's 8 points. Number five is welfare. Number six is education. Number seven is religion. Remove the belief in the God from the government. And number eight is class warfare. Divide the people into the wealthy and the poor. And that's what we always hear from Bernie Sanders, is the evil wealthy, as well as our sister Lizzie Warren. She does that as well. And they are filthy rich, just so you know. They are not middle class, just so you know. they've managed to accumulate great wealth in their careers as public servants. Deregulation, actually, Deregulation Day was supposed to be what yesterday was, but of course it was, we had other things on our minds yesterday. Deregulation Day for the federal government, as declared by President Donald Trump, and thus in the, it was an opportune time to deliver the findings of the Heritage Foundation, which is part of the, I've got it, the Daily Signal is what I'm reading this out of, tracking the latest of regulations. The bad news, it says in this, is that the final year that President Barack Obama's administration brought the private sector's costs of its reign before of regulatory excess, it came to the point of $122 billion per year. And that's a lowball figure. They're being conservative with that. On the other hand, the Trump administration, in its first 6 months, launched a multifaceted reform agenda that has slowed the regulatory output somewhat. Some rules have been blocked, others rescinded, along with the withdrawal of hundreds of other regulations from the rulemaking pipeline or the bureaucracy. 6 months is too short a time to really declare any kind of a victory for the American people. However, it remains to be seen whether Trump will succeed in reversing decades. It didn't just happen with President Barack Obama, my friends. This has been going on for decades of the regulatory overreach into the American people's lives and businesses, crippling us from making profits. The need for reform has been never been greater. I want to remind you of the quote from George Washington, "The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their governments. There is nothing more unnecessary than the majority of the bureaucracy and their regulatory regulations and manipulations and mandates coming out of the bureaucracy." The bureaucracy, I want to remind you, you do not elect the bureaucrats. They're appointed by your elected officials. And so you therefore have, because the regulations, the licenses, the permits, the fees are all taxes that you have no say in. Therefore, it is taxation without representation. You need to understand that. You are being taxed and you have nothing to say about it. No representative is stepping in and saying, "Wait a minute, let's look at this." No, Congress just does nothing and they let the bureaucracy run the nation through their alphabet departments, EPA, the BLM, the USDA, and on and on and on. The need for reform has never been greater. As for the regulatory excess that Obama's administration did, in 2016, it issued more than 2,600 new rules, including 54 major regulations that saddled the private sector with $14.7 billion in new annual costs. Based on the Heritage Foundation's tracking, last year's rules brought the Obama administration's eight-year total to more than 23,000 regulations, including 285 major rules with $122 billion in cumulative annual costs. That's costing the American people and American business a whole gob and a bunch. Is it any wonder they can't make a profit? Is it any wonder many businesses go under or have to cut back. And yet you have no representation in these taxes. These regulatories, these regulations, these mandates, these licenses, these permits that are coming out of these alphabet bureaucracies, departments, are taxation on we the people without representation. That nearly doubled the $68 billion in new major rules that was issued in the administration of President Barack Obama's predecessor, which was George W. Bush. Like I said, this has been going on for decades. You can't just blame President Barack Obama. I know we like to go blame him on everything. But this socialistic, bureaucratic nonsense that's been ruling over the American people is no respecter to party. The parties are both doing it. They're both doing it. Why do you think in the other story that I was talking about with abortion, it passes the House, but it can't pass the Senate? I witnessed that very thing with other issues of legislation, not abortion, right here in the state of Missouri. When I went down there to the Capitol, I happened to be leading a rally. I was an MC for a Second Amendment rally and a veto rally. Oh, they were all hep, they were all gung-ho, and it passed the House, but it didn't pass the Senate. And I'm telling you, I believe that is predestined. They do that on purpose. And then the House of Representatives say, hey, we did our job. We did our job. It was the Senate. Blame the Senate. Point at the Senate. It's their fault. And then all of them, they'll run for an office and they'll make you promises like, we're going to defund Planned Parenthood. We're going to defund, we're going to repeal Obamacare. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. And they sit there and they do nothing. Or they pretend to do something. They'll get it done in one segment in the House. Oh, but it can't pass in the Senate. And don't you think for 1 minute Paul Ryan and Schumer, I'm sorry, McConnell, aren't doing a lot of talking. Don't you think for 1 minute they're not corresponding on how we can do this with the least pain? Who's going to take the no votes? Who's not for election? Who's not up for election this next time? Let them take it. 877-895-5410. The patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by the alphabet bureaucracy of the United States of America. 877-895-5410. Your calls are welcome. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're going to go to the phones. We have lit a fire, I believe. We've lit a fire. We're going to go to Charles in Missouri. Charles, how are you today?
Well,
how are you doing, sir?
Pretty good. I'm just considering. Just two little things. I won't be long. I'll let other people call in.
Okay.
Something, I'm going to talk about the gun thing, but something that was just amazing, an aha moment. I was listening to Steve. His last name is Felton. He has a show now. He's actually from England.
Okay.
He's a very good guy. He believes just like us. I don't know if it's, I think Hilton is his last name. And he knows what goes on over there. And he said something that gave me an aha moment. Yes. He said the left is trying to, he's really worried because it's doing the same thing in the United States as they did over there in England. You know the mess they got now.
Yes.
He said, now listen to this. This is neat. Or not neat, it's bad. He said the first thing they went after was the flag and patriotism. The English flag.
This is the gentleman that's on Fox late on Saturday nights or Sunday nights. Yes, okay, I did see him.
Yeah.
Yes, I do watch it. The Revolution. It's called his show is called The Revolution. I did hear him say that.
Okay, and I had one small thing. So I listened to C-SPAN this morning. I get the flavor of the country, and they're about 10-1, the bad guys. So I can't get in there. They take too long.
Okay.
But anyway, so they wanted to know why. Why, you know, why they're blaming guns and all this? Why all this killing and stuff is going on? But they don't understand because I have some people in my family that I know who they are. I know their heart. I know they're basically good people. There's just, Bible says that sin of apathy, I think, is the worst thing. They really don't know what they're doing. They just, oh, well, I'm not going to vote for this to stop killing babies because the Republicans, Bush didn't do it neither. So I figured it out. They're good people, but we're all, if we ain't careful, we'll be taken over by like a devil spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And they really don't know what they're doing. They can't. So that's all I wanted to say. That's the gun, the killing, and everything. That's because we've got rid of God. We kill babies. Do they think that God is just going to, he'll let you, you got your free will. And you got the free will of apathy and being taken over by the bad guy.
Well, before I let you go, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men and women to do nothing. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And that is Edmund Burke. He said that back many years ago. So that is...
I was scratching my mind trying to figure, Lord, why? Why would these people vote for the Democrats and they know they're going to kill babies and they're against everything we stood for? I've known them all my life. That's the only answer. They don't know what
they're
doing.
Well, we still see the two-party system, but the two-party system is broken. The Democrats that are in, you know, not just the registered Democrats. I'm not talking about the people out here that are just, that are registered Democrats. Not them. I'm talking about the elected. They still, the registered Democrats, the ordinary American people, still see that Democrat Party as what it was back in JFK's day and before that. But it's not. They are openly socialist. They take an oath to the Constitution and then they support socialism. So it is openly socialistic. The Republican Party is just as bad, if not worse sometimes, because they wear their pretty little suits and they tell us they're all about this and all about that. And then again, they don't defund Planned Parenthood. They don't repeal Obamacare like they said they were going to do.
Here's the problem. Any rational person can see that, but they're blinded by the devil. I don't mean that they're devils. They're blinded by the devil. I've got children that I'm around all the time, grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get through to them. They're blocked. Mm-hmm. They're swallowing. Oh, you're trying to take my health care away. You can't talk to them. Yeah. It's a blanket. There's a gulf between us.
Because they're being taught that from small on up in public schools. And they're being told that that's the way we need to go. And, of course, you and I know that the government never fixed anything and nothing they ever took over became efficient.
A reasonable, rational person is going to see the truth.
Charles, I'm going to let you go so I can get on to the next callers. I appreciate the call. Thank you so very much. We're going to go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Thanks for everything you do, and our deepest, most heartfelt prayers and sympathy goes out to everybody that was injured in this deal in Las Vegas. And my comment is these fools that are pushing and saying, well, we got to have guns, we got to have gun control. They don't realize, or maybe they do realize, that you can't choose to own a gun, you can't choose to be free. And I'm sure that the likes of Adolf Hitler, Mussolini, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro, the guy that was there in Yugoslavia, I believe, Stalin, Lenin, these guys would be just so proud of all of these news reporters, the likes of what's his name in New York City, Charles Schumer. These people, they don't realize that just like Hitler used the brown shirts in the 1930s to gain in power, they turned against the German people in order to put Hitler into power. And when Hitler did get into his ultimate position of power, he sat and thought one day, or on the way up there, he thought, well, if these guys that are the brown shirts will turn on their own people, for me, I can't trust them because sooner or later someone will get them to turn on me. And he eliminated all the brown shirts. And that's what the guilt of Charlie Schumer and Feinstein and Boxer, that's what they've got coming to them.
Yeah.
So it'll happen. So, Beth, thank you for what you do, let's hope that the ambulance chasers are not going through the hospitals. This is a terrible tragedy, and for those that are trying to make profit on it and use it for their own best interest, may God have pity on their souls, and may the chains of their captors rest lightly upon their shoulders, And may history forget that at one time or another, we may have called these people our brothers and sisters. Thanks for everything you do, Beth.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call. We're going to go to Michelle from Missouri. Michelle, how are you today?
Oh, good, thanks.
What's on your mind?
I had a couple of things. One about they had the talking head, Bernie, come to town here and talk to the young minds at the college, telling them that socialism is the way. That just was, you know, on my mind since the last.
If we look at Venezuela, we see what socialism does.
Brought that up, and but the other thing, the reason I called is because yesterday, I think it was, you kind of went along the lines of we can't legislate love. They can't legislate love. Well, I heard on the radio this morning that I think it was Blaine Lucemeyer said we can't legislate crazy when they started bringing up gun control.
Blaine
knows
better.
We can't legislate crazy.
Yeah.
Well, the guy was crazy.
Yeah, he was crazy. We can't legislate against crazy.
No.
That's not
going to
happen.
So there you go.
Well, we'll have to see what he does about that. I don't know if are you saying that Blaine's going to go on the gun control side, or is he going to stand?
No, he's saying we can't legislate crazy. He's pretty much saying that guy was crazy.
And he was.
Yeah, so
You're not in the right frame of mind if you want to go in and just target innocent people. You don't know them. You can't see them, and he's just shooting them. He can't see them, and it's.
I thought that was. That politician saying that was kind of along the line you said, that they can't even legislate. They can't legislate love, so how can they legislate crazy?
That's absolutely right. Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate your call. Thank you. You know, I said yesterday, and I mean this with all my heart, the commercial about Las Vegas. But what happened in Las Vegas Sunday night happened to all America. What happened in Las Vegas happened in all America. And all America needs to be in mourning. We have our flags at half staff. We had a moment of silence. And what we need to really do, America, is to get on our knees, not in protest, but in prayer, to unite this nation under God. Then we'll look at that Constitution, but under God first. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I have something interesting from Rand Paul that I'll share when we come back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ
today about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school. Whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college, the convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips. Cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4922.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Before we go to the phone lines, I want to remind everyone to make sure you use my sponsors. Beth Mitchell with Tupperware, she's a sponsor of the show, and she doesn't necessarily give me money every month, but she helps support the show in other ways, and she has helped me along the way. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, she is one of my main sponsors, and I would like for you to make sure that you use her, utilize her, go to her website, dgscoins.com, and her number to call is 1-800-375-4188 in her office. That's 1-800-375-4188. To make me successful, you have to make my sponsors successful. And it takes you to do that. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Roger from New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
Just fine. This is a great show. I wanted to comment about, seems like when the Democrats open their mouths, they show how ignorant they are. I want to talk about Clinton.
Silencers.
Do you agree?
Silencers. I'm thinking Hillary needs a silencer.
Yeah, they need one on her mouth. Anyway, they all need silencers. Anyway, she's saying that a silencer is the next big thing. You know, one of the guys had silencers. Well, she didn't seem to understand physics because the speed of sound is 1,100 feet per second. If you have a bullet that's traveling faster than 1,100 feet per second, you can't control the sonic boom. You're going to have a sonic boom. So most all high-powered rifles are like 2,600. They're even 3,000. Military rifles are up there way above the sound barrier. You can't silence them. That's dumb.
And you know, he was so far away that the report of the noise anyway was delayed by the time they heard the shot. Someone is already down. And it was echoing between buildings as well as the music was going on. And you know, so some people were saying, oh, there had to have been more than one shooter because people didn't know where it was coming from. I said, well, they couldn't tell where it was coming from just the logistics of it. And I absolutely agree with you.
Scary, but the idea of using a silencer, she didn't understand.
Yeah,
it doesn't work for military weapons.
It
ain't going to...
Do they even put a silencer on a machine gun? Do they even do that?
Why? They go at the
I was gonna
most
say,
of the bullets, they're high velocity. You might muffle the explosion of the powder, but the sonic boom, you cannot do nothing about it.
All right.
It's going to be there.
We've got our engineer. He has educated us once again. Thank you, Roger. I appreciate the call.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
You're welcome. Rand Paul made a comment. I kind of think this is kind of interesting that it goes right side by side with what Roger was just saying. But Rand Paul made the comment that the proliferation of the hypersonic missiles capable of traveling faster than 3,100 miles per hour would increase the chances of strategic war. The United States, Russia, and China are developing such missiles. And in July, Australia and the United States conducted a secretive hypersonic missile test, which involved a mock-busting missile flying 8 times the speed of sound, according to Flight Global. The U.S. military's prompt Global Strike Initiative aims to develop a hypersonic, precision-guided, conventional weapon that can strike anywhere in the world within 1 hour. But Rand is urging the three countries to come to an agreement, since the speed of the weapon would give nations an incentive to become trigger happy. There is probably less than a decade available to substantially hinder the proliferation process. To this end, the report takes specific recommendations for actions by the United States, Russia, and China, as well as the broader international community. Hypersonic missiles refer to two weapons, hypersonic glide vehicles and hypersonic cruise missiles. The HGVs are launched by rockets into near space and get to their targets by gliding along the upper atmosphere. The HCMs are faster versions of existing cruise missiles and are powered by rockets or advanced jet engines. And there you have it. Hypersonic. 31 miles per hour they go. What a world we're living in. What a broken world we're living in. That we think nothing about. You know, we're on to Kim. And I'm not excusing Kim Jong-un. We're on to him all the time for his missile testing, but Australia and the United States did this secretly back in July, testing these missiles. We are on the edge because mankind is, we're evil. Without our God, we are evil people. Power hungry, money hungry. It comes in our nature. Why did the shooter do what he did Sunday night? How do you get in the mind of a madman? I don't know. What did he hope to accomplish besides just killing masses of people? Innocent people. He couldn't see them. He didn't know them. They had nothing to do with him. And all of a sudden, we're talking about gun control and how the rest of us who believe in the Second Amendment should be begging for forgiveness because we're the ones that caused this. Yet day in and day out, this nation willingly murders more babies than that man took out with his high-powered weapons. We consider our future just garbage. You know, it's inconvenient right now. It's inconvenient. I have 2 daughter-in-laws expecting and 1 granddaughter expecting. They are sending me ultrasounds of their babies. And I'm going to tell you what. They're beautiful. They're beautiful. Beautiful little lives. Future generations You can see come to life. You can teach, you can nurture, and bring them up, knowing God. Bringing America home is the family. Family supporting family. All America, regardless of your color, your gender, your class, how much money you make, where you work, we are family and we mourn together over Sunday night. But we stand together. We have to stand together under God. And we need to be in prayer. And that's the only way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.